We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the authors of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. We're also the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients fly in from all over the world to see us. And each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. So if you miss a week or want to share something you heard on the show, go to iTunes.com and search The Staying Young Show. You can download all those past shows for free. Actually, if you go to the website, emtexas.com, and you find the little tab for The Staying Young Show, you can follow the links through there to those podcasts. And I am so excited about all the podcasts and the downloads that we have each week. And I want to give a special shout out to all of our armed forces, all of our soldiers who are downloading the show. We want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your service. We love you, and we're so glad that you're listening. Today's show is about all of those listeners that never go to the doctor, or it's time to go to the doctor. You know something's going on. You're putting it off. You know who you are. You know who you are, and I'm talking to you right now. And this may be your spouse or your child, and you are the one who says, oh, they really should go, but they're not going to go. Well, look, get them to go. This is really important. And I'm really excited because later on in the show, we're going to have on with us Leon Harris, who is a award-winning journalist. He was on CNN, and now he's on an ABC station out of D.C., and he put off going to the doctor, and luckily he ended up with a second chance on life. So this is real stuff. And we just can't keep having shows and not really have a show like this where we're saying, look, stop ignoring it. Get to the doctor. Right now, I'm talking to you. You know who you are. So let's go through some symptoms that should never be ignored.
Obviously, chest pain. Especially, you say you walk up a flight of stairs and you get a central chest pain, that is pain over your breastbone. It's relieved by you resting. That's a serious thing. That's an impending heart attack. You cannot ignore it. So if you notice a loved one having this problem, get them to the doctor immediately. In fact, if it's after hours, take them to the emergency room. But the problem is so many people have that and they keep quiet about it. They keep quiet because they're afraid of what's going to happen. They really should be more afraid of what's going to happen if they do nothing.
Well, let's talk about this for a minute, because you said get them to the emergency room, but sometimes these are people that, you know, this has kind of been an ongoing issue, and they may not be having an active heart attack, but they may have some angina. They may have some of these symptoms, and it could be, like you said, an impending heart attack. It could be something related to gastric issues. There's a number of things. So even if they go to the emergency room and the emergency room doctor says, well, you didn't have a heart attack, go home, that does not mean anything. It means get in for a big physical exam.
Of course, because you could have a heart attack in the near future. So you cannot ignore that. Other symptoms that cannot be ignored is blood, rectal bleeding, blood in the urine, coughing up blood. You can't ignore those things. You can't laugh those off. Those are serious things and need to be followed up on.
Yeah, and not just blood in the stool, but what about, you know, they have a change in bowel habits. So sometimes you're constipated, sometimes you have loose stools. I mean, these are significant things too. They're warning signs.
Absolutely.
I mean, time for doc shock. All right, so there's this new pilot study that was led by some research out of Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, and it suggests that the brain changes associated with meditation and stress reduction may play an important role in slowing the progression of things like Alzheimer's or other dementia. So in this study, they took 14 adults ages 55 to 90 with mild cognitive impairment. And what that means is they're showing some symptoms, but they're not like full-blown Alzheimer's, but they obviously are showing some symptoms. So they took 14 of these people. They divided them up into two groups. One of the groups actually participated in what they call mindful-based stress reduction. And there's a term, acronym, MBSR for this. And that means they use meditation, they use yoga and things. And then they had a control group where they really didn't do anything different. They just carried on the normal things. Well, I love this. The study group met for 2 hours each week for 8 weeks. And then they also were told to work on this at home as well. And they were doing, like I said, the yoga and the meditation. And then they use what we now know is such a great tool, functional MRI. That means that they can look at the brain, but they can also look at how the brain is working. And what they found was the people that were participating in this meditation or yoga or whatnot, that they actually had a reduction in their cognitive issues, their cognitive impairments. And, I mean, this is just a great study, and I think everyone who's having dementia issues should definitely be right on target with getting yoga and getting, you know, meditating, all of these things. I mean, don't you agree?
Absolutely. Meditation done properly changes the brain waves in the brain. So obviously there could be a connection in improving dementia. So, and what do you got to lose? I mean, it's relatively free, yeah, and it's easy to do.
Well, this brings us right to another symptom that you shouldn't ignore. If you're having some cognitive impairment, this does not necessarily mean you have Alzheimer's. You could have micronutrient deficiencies. You could have cardiovascular disease or cerebral vascular disease. There are other things that could be going on besides Alzheimer's. So people say, oh, I'm getting forgetful, and they get terrified that they have Alzheimer's. There's no cure anyways. But it's not always the case, or it's one that may lead to another.
You mentioned the micronutrient deficiencies, but simple vitamin deficiencies like vitamin B12 can cause it also.
Right. And vitamin D, another one that we see a lot of times, it's low and people get that corrected and they're able to function a little bit better. Their brains work a little bit better.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's do one more. I mean, we did the chest pain. Let's get one more that you shouldn't ignore.
Well, if you lose all use of your arm or leg or both, they become suddenly paralyzed and then they get normal, that's a big warning sign of a stroke called a TIA. That needs immediate attention.
Yeah, or you get confused, temporarily lose sight of time for a minute. Another one of those. But hey, if you haven't been to the website, emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com, and save the phone number 1-800-910-3932 for later. Stay tuned, because coming up, Leon Harris, a well-known anchor, with his story. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas. If you're just tuning in, every segment of the show is featured on iTunes as a free download. Just go to iTunes.com and search the Staying Young Show. You can also find a link to that podcast on emtexas.com. That's emtexas.com. Now, at the end of our shows, we have a riddle called the Dementia Defender. Many of you know this is Dr. Gammon's alter ego. He enjoys it way too much. But hey, if you send us the correct answer and explanation and we read your name on the air, you're going to get a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health or Age to Perfection. You get to pick which one you want. We'll send it to you. So write down the website, emtexas.com, and the number 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Now, today we're hammering home the message, get your yearly physical exam. We have a great guest coming on with us later. We're going to talk about what should be in that exam. But right now we have award-winning journalist Leon Harris, who many of you know from CNN. Or for our DC listeners, you know him from ABC7. Welcome to the show, Leon.
Thank you, Judy. Good to be with you.
I love your voice because you're so polished media, you know. I feel like I should be watching you, not just listening to you.
Oh, it's all an act. Usually at home I sound like Bugs Bunny. So, you know, it's paying the bills. What can I say?
All right. Let's talk a little bit about your career. This is an interesting thing. Did one day somebody say, gosh, you have a great voice, you should go into media? Or how did your career start?
You know, it's really funny. My story is a story that they still tell to this day back at my old home at CNN. I started at CNN as a researcher, and then I had about six or seven different jobs. I spent about 7 years there working on the satellite desk, setting up satellite feeds for any big major event that happened anywhere in the world. Loved that job. And I was going to leave the company, and one night during the first Gulf War back in 1991, somebody asked me to give them a hand in the studio. They were lighting for a new show called Real News for Kids, and they wanted to set the lights for what they call a salt and pepper, a black anchor and a white anchor. So I go in, and I'm kidding around on camera, and one of the execs saw me and said, you know what, this kid's got potential. And long story short, They give me a shot to actually do something on camera, and people were impressed by it and said, you know, this kid sounds like he knows what he's talking about. And I happened to be on one night during the L.A. riots, and that led to, like, the next 21 years of my career being on the air for practically every major event at CNN and now at ABC 7 in D.C.
I love that. Okay, so what was your favorite story to cover, like your favorite feel-good? Then we're going to talk about your most challenging story, maybe one that was so hard for you to cover. But let's do favorite.
It's so funny. I get asked that question, you know, once a month. And it's funny. I go through everything, and I keep coming back to this one story that was my favorite. And it's sort of connected to what I'm going through right now. I interviewed a woman who had died and was brought back. And to hear her talk about what she had gone through, and, I mean, some of the things were corroborated by other people in her life and her family and friends of hers, and to see what that whole process was like and what she saw, what she sensed, what she went through, was fascinating to me, terrifying to everybody else in the studio watching it, but fascinating to me. And it sort of actually kind of, you know, was a part of what happened with me in the hospital, because I was sitting here thinking, okay, fine, nothing happens by accident. I had that experience covering that story and having that interview, and now I'm going to go through it myself. And, it was something that kind of got me through what happened to me back in August.
Well, let's go ahead and talk about what happened to you back in August. I mean, I'm sure it feels like it was yesterday.
You know, it really does. As a matter of fact, last night we had a story in our newscast about a state senator in Virginia who had been attacked by his son, we believe. And the fact that he wound up in critical condition was something I had to say about 10 times in the newscast. And let me tell you something. Every time I say those two words, critical condition, everything comes rushing back to me. I was, I'm a pretty fit guy. I do 4 miles a day with the dog, then go to the gym for an hour and a half before I go to work. And I was getting up that morning on August 1st to just start my regular routine, and I felt this sensation like I had just gotten kicked in the stomach by a horse. And it literally brought me to my knees, and I was on the floor of my bedroom for about an hour and a half or so. My wife comes, she found me. And, you know, I was a typical guy. I said, you know what, I think I'm just having some gas. Can you give me some Pepto-Bismol? And I'm thinking, that's fine. I'll still be able to go to work today. It's no big deal. I was focused on getting to work. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And eventually, I said, you know what, I guess I'm going to have to break down and go to the hospital. And sure enough, we get to the hospital, and they said, well, you may be having symptoms. It sounds sort of like it may be pancreatitis, because by that time I was having pain that was coming through my back. And they said, we'll just keep you overnight for observation, and we'll see what happens. And sure enough, my family sits with me. We watch Seinfeld that night in the hospital. We're laughing, thinking, no big deal. By 4 a.m. that night, the doctors came crashing in the room, telling me my kidneys were shutting down, my lungs were beginning to fill with fluid, and they needed to intubate me immediately. My wife barely made it to the hospital in time to get that to watch all that happen. And next thing you know, I was unconscious for the next 10 days, and I was life-flighted to Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, and I spent the next 19 days there. And during that time, I found out later that I had actually died on the table twice in the whole process. And, you know, for me, it was just like I was blinking, and every time I opened my eyes, I saw someone else standing in front of me. I had no idea how long I had been there. But I was very fortunate to get out of there when I did, because the doctors at that time told my wife that I what I was going through was necrotizing pancreatitis, and my body had filled up with so many different toxins, and I had swollen up to about 3 times my size, and like I said, my heart had stopped twice. They had assumed, they figured that I would be in the hospital for at least a good month or two, and I'm telling you, I was to them, it was a miracle that I walked out of there in 19 days.
Well, classic guy thing is, you know, a little Pepto-Bismol, it'll solve anything, but, you know, you should check. You could have had an allergic reaction to Pepto-Bismol that could have triggered all that.
Well, you know, it was going into that. You know, looking back, I realized later that I had the classic, you know, textbook symptoms for pancreatitis. I had a couple of episodes of vomiting about a month or so before all of that happened to me, and my wife had graduated from nursing school, and we had a party for her at the house, and for some reason I was nauseous for 3 days after the party, and I'm thinking, well, maybe it's just, you know, just some food poisoning or just a little bit of a hangover, because we did have some tequila at the party.
That's always good for pancreatitis.
There you go. And again, I blew everything off. I didn't think about going to the doctor, and anybody who's that nauseous for 3 straight days should figure that something's wrong. But no, I did the typical guy thing, thinking, well, I'll get through this with just some over the counter medications. And besides, I kept thinking at every turn, I have to get to work. I've got to get to work. There were different dinners and things I had that I was supposed to go MC or host. There were stories I was supposed to go work on. And I kept thinking, I can't let people down. I have to go to work. And, and I look back at it in hindsight, and I think if I had a closer relationship with my doctor and talked to my doctor about what was happening to me, and if I was, not such a knucklehead and realized that, you're no good to anybody at work if you can't, if you're not going to live or if you're going to die on them when you get there. The thing about just focusing on work first was something that, in hindsight, I look at it and go, man, that's a typical guy thing, and it's, now to me, the stupidest thing in the world.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we hear this over and over, and luckily, usually if they call us and just even start saying, well, I should get in for a physical, I got this, and this, but yeah, my work schedule, I got to see in 3 months. I mean, we can usually decide when they need to come, but they have to listen, and it's so important. You don't want to end up, I'm talking to the listeners now, you don't want to end up in the intensive care unit.
No.
You don't want that to happen. Not only are you no good to your family or to your job, I mean, you could lose your life, and it's just not worth it. You have to pay attention to these symptoms. And before we had you on, Leon, we were talking about symptoms that just can't be ignored, and you just brought up another one. If you're nauseated, and you're nauseated for 2 or 3 days, or you can't eat, or you've lost your appetite completely, that's another one of those red flags, and you should get in and see a doctor.
You're right, and again, I keep going back to this thing about being a typical guy. That's we're so caught up in sometimes being the macho figure that in thinking that nothing can take us down, when the simplest signs like that can really lead to some really major complications. And knowing what I know now, if I had just paid attention to that, it could have made it a lot easier for my doctors to figure out what was going on with me, and it could have kept me out of 2 different emergency rooms, could have kept me out of being in the hospital on my back for nearly a month, and it could have definitely have saved my entire family all of the heartache and stress that they went through for a good month and a half, because they didn't know whether I was going to make it or not.
Well, just for our listeners, before we head out to a quick break, at the end of our show, we're going to go over some of the things we feel are very important in a physical exam. One of the first things that we do at Executive Medicine of Texas is have every patient complete a 24-page questionnaire, because it's inevitable you've got some kind of symptoms or something weird going on, but you're not going to remember on the day you go in. So this is really important, everything we're talking about today. We've got to go to a short break. Stay tuned, because coming up, more from Leon Harris, including what it feels like to have a second chance in life. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done, and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
This is Dr. Mark Anderson of Executive Medicine Effective, co-host of the Staying Young Show. Do you have a lack of stamina? Has your sex drive decreased? If so, you could have a vitamin or hormone deficiency, and these symptoms should be taken seriously. Some centers focus solely on the testosterone deficiency and miss other important factors. The Executive Medicine of Texas Vitality Profile includes a thorough physical exam, extensive lab tests, and a review of personal and family history as we look for sources of your symptoms. Schedule your Vitality Profile at Executive Medicine of Texas today by calling 800-910-3932 or visit us on the web at emtexas.com. Again, 800-910-3932 or visit us at the web, emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas. If you haven't gone to emtexas.com, be sure to go there, emtexas.com. Later this hour, we're going to give you the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. So write down that website, emtexas, spelled out, emtexas.com, and the phone number, 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. And that's where you guys can give your answers and your explanations for a chance to get a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, your choice. So if you're just tuning in, and you haven't been to iTunes yet, go there because you can download this as a podcast. This is a great show for you to send to a friend, because we're talking about getting into the doctor, getting into for your physical exam, not ignoring those symptoms. I know you have somebody in your life, if it's not you,
that's your husband sitting next to you, right?
That's right. That is sitting there ignoring all the signs and the symptoms because he's a man.
I'm sorry, we violated HIPAA. Yeah.
But hey, we have an award-winning journalist, Leon Harris, on with us today, and we're discussing the need to stay on top of your health. If you miss a story about his major health scare, be sure to catch it on the podcast of the show. And you can find a link, of course, to those podcasts at emtexas.com. Now, Leon, you've been so lucky to get a second chance in life.
Yeah.
And how has that changed you? I watched that video of you going back to work. And first of all, I was just in love with how many people just supported you and embraced you and high-fived you. And it was like a family. And I thought that was really neat.
Wow, I got to tell you something. That was a real big surprise to me. And it put tears in my eyes. But it really taught me something, you know. When you get your eulogy done, you know, nobody's going to read your resume. They're going to talk about what you mean to other people. And I was blessed to be able to find out that I meant a lot to people without me having to actually die to find that out.
Well, you did die.
Yeah.
You just got to come back.
Right. Yeah, twice. Yeah, so, you know, you doubled up on...
But it's you know what, it was gratifying. Gratifying doesn't even really do it justice. But to find that you know that people think that much of you is another reason why it is so important for you to take care of yourself. Because it's not every decision you make about your health isn't just about you. It's about everybody around you and what you mean to them. You know, and what you mean to other people and your family. You know, that to me was really gratifying to find that. People felt that way about me. But at the same time, it's a bit confusing afterwards to get a second chance because you feel like you have to do something with it. And sometimes that isn't made apparent to you right away, you know, so you have to kind of figure it out. It's sort of the stage that I'm in right now.
Leona, in your story, when you were in the hospital, there was a point where you just wanted to give up.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? I think our listeners would like that.
That was the night of August 9th. We'll never forget that night. Let me tell you something. If any of your listeners have ever been on a ventilator, they will know of what I'm about to speak. That is the worst experience ever. You know, if you're afraid, for me, drowning is the worst way to die. And it felt like that's exactly the moments where I was conscious. All I knew was that it felt like I was trying to snorkel across the ocean using a cocktail straw to breathe. It was just the most. Uncomfortable. I shuddered when I even think about it like right now. That experience was the absolute worst. And every waking moment I had, I was going through that. And, you know, at one point I woke up with my hands and feet tied to the table because I found out that I had been pulling the tubes out of my chest. And at one point I had almost pulled out the ventilator tube, which would have certainly meant that I was going to be dead for sure on that. They tied me down hand and foot. So I'm restrained. I can't move. I can't breathe. All I know is that that's what my life was like. And I just said, if this is what my life is going to be like, I can't live like this. And that night of August 9th was the worst night of my life. I fought them for as long as I could. In fact, the nurses called me the bear after that because I fought so hard and hurt and had punched and actually kicked a few people. I'd broken the restraints. And I just said, I can't live like this. This is just the worst. I just said, I had one of those really, really honest moments where you really sit down and you have a conversation with God or with yourself and you say, okay, fine, if this is how it's got to go, this is how it's going to go. And at that moment, I just said, I think I've been a good guy. I think I've done a lot more for other people. I think I've helped somebody else every single day of my life that I can remember. And if this is the time for me to go, then I'm ready. And so I literally was waiting for that moment. As I told you earlier, one of my best or most favorite moments or interviews in my life was with the woman who had died. And I was waiting for the experience she described to me to happen. I was waiting for me to float up out of my body. I was waiting for that sensation of looking at the doctors while they worked on me. And it just wasn't happening. And I closed my eyes, and I saw my wife's face. And I remember thinking, you know, if I go to hell, it's not going to be for quitting on her. That was the moment where I said, I think I can fight some more. And the next thing I know, the room was full of light. Doctors were walking around me, and I didn't know if I was dead or alive. And eventually some doctor walked up to me and said, Mr. Harris, it's amazing. Your chemistry is great. The numbers have turned around overnight. We think we can take the tubes out. Would you like us to take the tube out of your chest?
You're like shaking your head.
I realized at that moment I was alive. I really thought that I was dead. I thought that I was watching doctors work on me. I thought that I was gone. And that was the moment where I said, you know, I'm not wasting another moment. After that, I just said, no matter what happens, when I leave out of here, I've got to figure this out. Why am I still here? There's got to be a reason. And, you know, fortunately, I've been given a chance to do something different or something better by still being here after all of that.
I bet you've developed a great relationship with your physician now, and you stay on top of your health.
And let me tell you something about that. You know, Judy, one thing that I've learned through this, and this is something I want other people to really listen to and think about, because it's something that most people don't. We live in a society now where more and more of us are raised in single parent homes. Okay. And for whatever reason, we may not have good relationships with both sides of our lineage. That can end up being a problem because you may have a parent or a relative that could have given you a genealogical ticking time bomb. Okay, when the doctors ask me for my family history, I can tell them about what happened. You know, some of the things that my mom has gone through. But I couldn't tell them anything about what had happened or what the health situation was like on my father's side of the family. And as it turned out, when they couldn't really pinpoint exactly where this necrotizing pancreatitis came from, they said, well, we don't know if this is a perfect storm, if it's a genetic thing where you've got a family history of gallbladders or pancreatic issues, or, you know, if there's something that's in your family history that you don't know about, in conjunction with medications you're taking and alcohol consumption. We don't know what it is. And you know what? That to me terrified me because I said, I don't know about my both sides of my family history. I couldn't give the doctors enough ammunition to actually help them start battling for me, in a more efficient way. So I tell people now, it's really important for you to find out your family history on both sides, on every side. A lot of us don't necessarily think about that. And we have so many people now who, I have maybe 50% of my friends who were raised by single parents. And I could guarantee that I could ask them about, their family medical histories on both sides, and they probably couldn't tell me. So that's one thing I really think people should know going forward, is really get a handle on your family histories on both sides.
Well, you just popped an idea in my head. I mean, you got all these people that are doing, genealogy on the internet and chasing it down. Is that, I don't know if those sites include, cause of death. A lot of times you didn't know. They just say natural causes or anything. But if there's starts populating the database with that then, not only your close relatives, but you can piece together even distant relatives that, disease states. So I'll have to research that and see if it has a slot on there for cause of death.
That would be really helpful for people like, in my situation. And second, then after that, you've got to make sure that you do have a relationship with the doctor. You've got, looking back again, it would have been so much easier, and I wouldn't have gone through all this if my doctor and I had a close enough or a good enough relationship where I could have headed off a lot of this stuff at the pass a long time ago. It's just the last thing in the world I have to, when I think about going back on a ventilator, that's all it takes for me to make an appointment with my doctor. I'm never going through that again. And let me tell you something, as I found out in that moment when I went back to the hospital, to my office rather, for the first time, you know what? We're worth it. You are worth somebody who knows what they're doing taking a look at you and helping you. That's all it is when you go to a doctor. And you have to think, you have to tell yourself, I'm worth this. I don't care what it takes. I'm worth this. Everybody else around you already feels that way. You should too.
Oh, that's such a good message. None of us could have said that better. I don't want to let you go without talking about your charity. We just have a minute. Can you just throw out some information for our listeners about the charity work you do? We've got about 1 minute.
Well, you know what? I work with a number of different charities, the Junior Achievement, World of Children, which is an award that's been set up to be sort of like the Nobel Prize for Child Advocacy around the world, the March of Dimes. I love all of those charities, but what I love most of all is any small group that's really doing good things for kids. And I've got a ton of groups like that I'm working with in Washington. And if you're in D.C., check us out on Wednesdays because I have a segment called Harris's Heroes on ABC 7 where we showcase either kids doing great things for other people or other people who do great things for kids.
Oh, I love that message. Ladies and gentlemen, Leon Harris, he's just fantastic. glad to have him on. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Leon.
I enjoyed it. Thanks, folks.
When we come back, the things you always need to include in your physical. Stay tuned. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy, and I'm here with Dr. Walter Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson. We're the voices of Executive Medicine of Texas, where patients fly in from all over the world to receive their medical care. You can visit us on the web at emtexas.com or download past shows by going to iTunes and searching The Staying Young Show. Of course, you can always link to those podcasts off the website emtexas.com. You're going to want to write that website down, emtexas is spelled out, .com, and the phone number 1-800-910-3932, 1-800-910-3932, because you're going to need that to answer the Dementia Defender question. And we want to congratulate our past Dementia Defender winners. And I hope you guys are enjoying your books. Always great to have people call us with their answers. And hey, what do you think about that guest? I thought he was great.
Oh, he was fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. And I think right at the end what he said where, you know, he's worth it. And when he has a problem, he goes to the doctor. That's really important because prior, he was putting work first. Now he's putting his health first. You can't work if you don't have health. So I thought that was very telling.
Yeah, and when he closed his eyes and he thought he was going to die and he said, okay, you know, just take me, and he saw his wife's face. I mean, I think every listener out there right now should close their eyes unless you're driving. But close your eyes and think about whose face would you see and is it worth leaving them behind? And that right there should make you get in and take care of your health.
Okay, I don't know. Music's for the immortal minute, but I was sitting there thinking, who would I be looking at? But it wasn't who you thought it would be.
I know you'd be looking at us because you would never want to leave
A moment to help you be immortal. And so what we're talking about, we've always reinforced and emphasized the importance of sleep in our life, how it's important. Here recently we've had several shows dealing with how our brain recharges and lymphatics. And this is a study where it linked insomnia to increased mortality risk. And so in men who had insomnia, a significant increase, and we know that it raises cortisol levels when you don't sleep well at night, and that can lead to cardiovascular disease. But it shortened the age, after adjusting for lifestyle factors, age by 55% and 32% increased risk of cardiovascular disease related mortality over 6 years. So just within a 6 year period, your heart risk went up 50% in some cases. So get your sleep, get your sleep problems addressed. It's an important part of your health. It's not just pop a pill and knock myself out so that I sleep through the night.
Oh, man, that is so, sleep is so important, and so many people don't get enough. 7.5 hours of uninterrupted sleep per night, folks, that's what you should be getting. All right, now, this guest was fantastic. We've been talking about getting in, see your doctor. You know, we are fortunate enough that patients fly in from all over the world, not just the States, but, I mean, we've had them come from really far away to see you guys. But I think part of the reason is our physical exams are half day. I mean, it is not a 5-minute exam, which is not a physical exam, folks. 5 minutes with your doctor's hand on the door is not a physical exam. But I thought what we should do is kind of talk to the listeners about the things that we think are really, we feel are very, very important in that physical exam. First of all, that 24-page questionnaire.
Well, that's what I want to highlight, because the patient fills out the 24-page questionnaire before they even come in. And before they meet the doctor's already gone over the 24-page questionnaire and has a number of questions ready for the patient. But, for example, in our guest's case, that would reveal that he had had these 3-day episodes of persistent nausea, you know, after tequila, for example, and any doctor would immediately suspect pancreatic issues. So that possibly could have saved them going into the hospital and almost dying. So, you know, having adequate history is critical.
Oh, it would have at least prompted a, you know, sonogram or some little extra investigation that would have possibly led to picking that up. So communication with your physician, both written and oral, you know, he should have had his doc's number or been able to contact him and just run that by and say, is that something I need to be seen for?
Right. And here's another thing. You talked about how it would have been easy to detect, but we do a minimum of 85 different lab values. And people think, oh, I went to the doctor, he checked my blood, all is good. They don't really understand. They think the blood was checked for everything. There are thousands of blood tests that you can have. And just because you went to the doctor and you got maybe one or two of those blood tests does not mean that the doctor has all the information they need. But when we do those 85 plus lab values, I mean, we're looking at hormone levels, we're looking at vitamin D levels, vitamin B12 levels, chemistry panels. We're looking for inflammation markers, especially cardiac inflammation markers. Not just regular cholesterol, but advanced lipid panels. I mean, we're looking at a lot of things, because this is like a giant puzzle. You're like a giant puzzle, each one of you listening. And it's really hard to figure out the bigger picture without all the pieces. So we've got the questionnaire, which includes family history, which I love that Leon went and talked about at length. And then we have the lab values. And then let's talk about the cardiac stuff.
One is, you have to realize a lot of times patients come in and say, I want to be tested for everything. It's like, you only got a couple quarts, cowboy. If I tested you for everything, we'd be transfusing you. So you have to be judicious, but you get a much broader baseline, and then you can expand your search based on those results.
But to answer Judy's question on the cardiac workup, you know, we look at the heart from every way we can. Biochemically, in the blood test, we look for risk factors from a blood test known as the highly sensitive cardio-CRP test. If there's a calcium score of the coronary arteries, we look at any blockages with calcium in them forming in the coronary arteries. And, of course, everyone gets on the treadmill, so we see how their heart holds up through exercise. So those and sometimes we do the VO2 max test, where there's a mask over their mouth and nose, and we measure their oxygen carbon dioxide exchange. Putting all that information together, we get a really good handle on how the heart is doing.
Right, and we do another test called an ANS, which is the autonomic nervous system test. And I think this is a really important test because it lets us look at stiffening in the small arteries, the large arteries, lets us look at how much physical stress the body's being put under, how much emotional stress the body's being put under. And when you couple that with some of the tests we mentioned, sometimes people are getting full body CAT scans, like we would have picked up this guy's pancreatitis for sure in about three different ways. But if you look at all of these pieces, like we talked about the puzzle, and you put them together, you get a clear picture, not only a clear picture of what it is that you have, but also what the best treatment going forward or what the best plan is going forward to get you to optimal health. And we talk a lot about longevity, and we need to first of all look at those numbers and figures and then go forward with what we need to do, the plan.
It's a roadmap. I mean, so you've got to treat the things the patient has now, but you're also treating this overall bigger disease called aging.
Well, you know what that music means. It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with the double D on his cape. Are you ready for this week's riddle? This one's a classic. A couple has two children. At least one of them is a boy. What are the odds that both children are boys? Let me repeat this. A couple has two children. At least one of the two children is a boy. What is the probability that both children are boys? Send in your answers.
All right. You got to go to emtexas.com, or you can send your answer by phone at 1-800-910-3932. That's right. You can do it either through the website, emtexasspelledout.com, or by phone, 1-800-910-3932. Send your answer and your explanation for your answer for a chance to win a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. And we're feeling pretty generous today. We're also going to send you a copy of Age to Perfection. It's not going to be an either or. Today we'll send you a copy of both because we just feel like it.
By the way, if you call the 800 number, our show is aired on the weekends in many places. Please leave a message because often we get a slew of calls all at the same time. So don't just call and then leave no message. Feel free to leave a message.
Yeah, leave a message. The calls get returned. It's just that they all tend to come in at the same time. Sometimes they can't all be answered. But I think this is a good show. We should talk more often to those listeners, that one that's sitting there that really needs to get to the doctor. Again, you know who you are. So
you know, you only heard Judy's voice if you see her eyeballs penetrating the airwaves to those of you who you know who you are. You'd be in the doctor's office tomorrow.
That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of Texas.
And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the Fountain of Youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.